Dan Walsh, the Danimal. You were in the qualifying match for the Central States title. Your first opponent, Ryan Drago. I got to say, for the first part of that match, you looked like you were a little bit off your game.
I'm going to tell you what, it's not very often that I get into the ring with someone crazier than I am, but I was very much put off. And I'm not going to lie, the guy knows what he's doing in the ring. You know, it was going to come down to me trying to find the right opportunity, and I was going to have to take him out that way, man. My good looks and Hollywood instinct wasn't paying off in the beginning. But it's okay. I found a way.
You did, but then you had the you were in the triple threat, that match for the title, ACH, Neil Diamond Cutter. You came out, hell, before ACH was even introduced, you came out attacking Neil Diamond Cutter, but ACH is the one that walked away with the belt.
Well, yeah, I did attack Neil Diamond Cutter because, honestly, I mean, the kid's about 3'1". He really had no business being in there anyway. I know he's tough. It's great. You know, that's great. Everybody loves little Rudy running around. But no, I was going to let him know, man, this is man's work. So I stomped him out. No one's going to take that opportunity from me. I've took enough crap from these people, and this was my opportunity. I was going to walk in there, lay some foot treads to that kid, and right when ACH came out, I was going to let him know I came to play as well. But, you know, in the end, the guy's tricky. He's crafty. Did what he had to do. He took care of it. And it's not over. You know what I mean? There is no off season in this business. So I'm going to get to him sooner or later. Cream's going to rise to the top.